Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, mate.
Now, look, the Lord Gladstone, anyone around Sydney knows it's known for throwing some fun events which attract a few big crowds. You've had barber battles and talent nights and a celebration of Australia's own goon bag. But can you tell us what was the kind of impetus for throwing this event?
We had a free date coming up, and we kind of sat around and we thought to ourselves what's something that we'd like to do. And as you just mentioned, we like to throw events that aren't your usual events. And with this being quite topical at the moment, we thought, yeah, that's something we'd like to get behind. That's something we think might interest our punters, speak to our demographics. So we just came up with the day.
And what do people actually what could they expect on the day? I mean, I'm assuming there'll be a few special menu items.
Mate, yeah, we'll be serving our own version of a halal snack pack called the Chippo Snack Pack, mainly because calling something halal is a bit sensitive unless you can certify the meat halal, the
Absolutely.
Kitchen halal, all
Absolutely.
Of it. So we don't want to go ahead and try and jump on the back of that just for novelty and upset some people. So we'll be serving the Chippo Snack Pack, which will still be the same ingredients, just without the halal certification.
Now, you popped the event up on Facebook, and as far as I can tell, there's nearly 4,000 people saying that they're interested in it, but you've also had a bit of a backlash, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, the internet's a wild and wonderful place when you put up something like that, where people can take it and run with it. I had to put my phone on charge several times last night with all the notifications we were getting, but it's been interesting, to say the least.
Well, what's happened? What's been the backlash?
I think Pauline Hanson supporters are getting on there, and the point of the whole day has completely gone over their head. What started with them being a little bit upset about us, I guess the name of the event upset them a little bit, and they took it from there. The term lefty has been used a lot, lefty scumbag, and ISIS supporters. So like everything with a lot of these people that support this sort of political agenda, they tend to take it and run with it, and it ends up in a place far from where it was ever meant to have started.
So we're not seeing a lot of nuanced debate here, I'm guessing. We're not sort of seeing a lot of understanding of what halal might actually mean.
If you dig through all the very, very, very terrible memes on their behalf, you may find one sentence from someone that could pertain to some sort of intellectual conversation, but you'd be looking for a while.
Now, look, most of this is happening online, of course. Are you worried about any trouble on the day?
Well, I mean, a bit hard to say. At the end of the day, we're a pub. We'll be a pub today, we'll be a pub tomorrow, we'll be a pub on Sunday, and then we'll be a pub on Monday. This event was never meant to be for people to go at each other aggressively, like it has happened a couple of times. It was, like you mentioned before, meant to be an all-inclusive, fun event where people, if they want to talk politics, can talk politics. But we're just basically at the heart of it all wanted to say we don't agree with, like you said, the exclusionary policies of Pauline Hanson. So we're having a day to say, hey, you can be from any walk of life, any ethnic background, any religious view, come down, have a laugh, meet some new people. And that's it. We're a pub.
Ben, good luck on the day. Which day is it?
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday. Good luck with it. I'm going to say, I reckon it's all just online banter. I think you'll be pretty clean on the day and hopefully just a bit of tongue-in-cheek fun going on.
That's what it was always meant to be, and hopefully that's what happens.
Thanks very much, Ben.